The NFL divisional round is behind us, but the NFL playoffs roll on. Today, I have two all-timers in the NFL for you and two trying to be all-timers in the NBA.
And I'm here to tell you which cards to buy, sell, or hold.
This is The Forecast. Sports card investors, I'm Amber Wilson. Happy to be back with you guys on The Forecast. So we're in the midst of the NFL playoffs. Things heat up now. It is the championship round, people. So we will be talking some NFL today. But first, actually, let's start in the NBA. It's NBA season. It's a crazy NBA season. I don't know if this 72-game season is going according to plan. There's a lot of games being rescheduled, postponed. There's games being pushed back. I know down here in Miami, we had a game get scheduled 45 minutes before our crew started the pregame for the Miami Heat the other day. So it's a bit of a mess. A lot of COVID health and safety protocol, players missing time. But I want to talk to you about a young star in the NBA who's missed some time this season for another reason. And I'm talking about Ja Morant. Now, Ja Morant, of course, rookie of the year last year. We were all wildly impressed, I think, by what we saw out of Ja Morant for the Grizzlies. Everyone was excited going into this season. It's Ja Morant's sophomore season. What are we going to see? How much is he going to improve? Sky's the limit for a guy like Ja Morant. Then he suffered a grade 2 ankle sprain on December 28th, and he started missing time. Now, I can relate to him. I don't know if you guys can see this right now, but mine's a little bit more than a grade 2 ankle sprain, but I feel Ja Morant's pain. You know, world-class athlete, we relate to one another. Now, Ja Morant, I can't run on this thing for 10 weeks, but Ja Morant, he managed to get back out there. Again, lesser sprain, Ja Morant, okay? Not that impressed. He managed to get back out there on January, just a few days ago, I think it was January 16th, that Ja Morant made a return to the court. And the reason that I want to talk about Ja Morant, we all agree Ja Morant had a great rookie season. Would he have won Rookie of the Year if Zion had played an entire season? I don't know. Either way, you're talking about a dude who's great with a very bright future in the NBA. We're all excited about his future. But what I think is interesting here is how his card reacted in real time to his injury, even though he's a great player that we all believe in, I'm pretty sure. So let's take a look at his card. Look at what his 2019 Prizm Base PSA 10 did. It dropped 6% in value during that time from the injury. Look at the dates here. You're looking December 29th, right after that injury, and then steady decline every day. And then bam, right before his return, I said he returned on the 16th. Right around the 16th, you get that V-shaped recovery, that significant incline all of a sudden in his card prices. And the lesson here, the reason that I wanted to talk to you guys about what happened here with Ja Morant's card is the lesson here is that a minor injury, and again, mine's major, Ja Morant's is minor, you know, a little tougher than Ja Morant. No, Ja Morant, even with a minor injury, like what Ja Morant had with a grade 2 ankle sprain, it can present a real buying opportunity here in the hobby. So that's something to keep in mind. So Jeff, Ja Morant, rookie of the year, great player, little ankle boo-boo. Nothing much to worry about. So tell us, with Ja Morant, his cards bouncing back, would you buy, would you sell, or would you hold?
Amber, I like it when I can buy cards at a discount. And Ja Morant's cards are a little bit of a discount right now compared to where they were before he went out with his ankle injury. His base card's down 10%. His silver card is down 20%. I like those numbers. Although it's worth noting that during the same time period, Zion's cards are down even more. So maybe it's not just Ja's ankle injury that has his cards cooling off perhaps a tad. But even with that said, I'm still a buy on Ja because I think once he gets back from that injury, all it's going to take is a couple of big games, and sports card collectors are going to be all over his cards again.
Now, with a guy who is just starting out his career, hoping to be an all-timer, and looks like he's on his way there so far, to a guy who is on his way out and is absolutely an all-timer in Drew Brees. Let's talk NFL. We can't talk the divisional round last weekend without mentioning Drew Brees, because even though his team lost, nobody cares about that portion of the story. We got that matchup, Drew Brees, Tom Brady. We'd never seen it in the playoffs before. We finally got it. That's such a symbolic way, frankly, for him to ride out into the sunset. And what we also got was the matchup of the two oldest quarterbacks in terms of their matchup in the playoffs in NFL history. Drew Brees is 42 years old, Tom Brady, 43 years old. And I think you saw there in that game that Drew Brees doesn't have much left in the tank at all. Tom Brady, even though he's a year older than Drew Brees, looks like he's still got quite a bit left in the tank. You saw it particularly during the fourth quarter of that game. He's incredible in that regard. Drew Brees, though, he has been declining over the last few years significantly. His arm strength just is not there. It doesn't matter, though. Drew Brees, he walks off that field. He gives a little look back when he's walking off the field. To me, that absolutely signified that he's retiring. He was taking it all in for one last time, walking off the field in his uniform. And then, of course, he comes back out later. We saw a video of him back out on the field after the game. He's playing with his kids. His kids are running around. His wife's there. Tom Brady's out there as well. And they're chalking it up, and Tom Brady's throwing passes to Drew Brees' kids. And that was another indicator to me that this is a wrap. They're hanging out, they're spending time together, the whole family's on the field, they're taking it in one last time after a big game in the Superdome. And so Drew Brady rides off into the sunset, future Hall of Famer, no doubt, one of the best to have ever done it. His legacy is solidified. It doesn't really matter how he played in this divisional round. It doesn't really matter how he played this past year or even the last 3 years, frankly, because his legacy was already so solidified. So let's take a look at Drew Brees' 2001 Topps Base PSA 10. Over the last year, over the last 365 days, Drew Brees' card, even though his body has declined, his card value has inclined. It has gone up 311% in value over the last year. Now, the population of this card is just over 400. That makes it incredibly scarce and incredibly valuable. So, Jeff, we know Drew Brees, Hall of Famer, one of the greatest to do it. We think we just saw him play his last game. Right now, riding into retirement, would you buy, sell, or hold Drew Brees' cards?
Amber, I was so sad to see how Drew Brees' game ended the other day, and maybe his career along with it. I have been a huge Drew Brees fan, but as a Drew Brees collector, here's your problem. If he actually does retire, which a lot of people think he will, there's no event that can take place in the next few years that would be a real reason for his card prices to go up until he eventually gets into the Hall of Fame. Even if he comes back, I don't trust that the Saints are going to do anything next year with Brees yet another year older. I think their window has closed. If I have Drew Brees cards, which I actually own several of, I'm holding right now. I'm not selling, but I also don't think that now is the time to buy.
All right, let's switch back to basketball for a second. I got another young guy in basketball for you in DeAndre Ayton. Now, DeAndre Ayton might not right now have the Ja Morant hype, but we are talking about a guy who was the number one overall pick in just 2018. Now, the problem in the hobby with being the number one overall pick, and DeAndre Ayton, he looks like he's a solid player, but the problem is when you're the number one overall pick, the expectations are insane for you. So what happens in the hobby is unless you have an MVP kind of season coming off as the number one pick in the draft, a lot of the times your card value is gonna see a dip. Now, so far this season, Ayton is averaging a double-double, 13 points per game. I think he's got 12 rebounds per game. That's slightly worse than his numbers last year, but not a significant dip. At this point in his career, he's trying to build on that double-double record. He's a solid little player, fine. But because he's not blowing us out of the water and those lofty expectations are there, his card value has reacted. So it's been a bit all over the place. Let's look at the last just 90 days for DeAndre Ayton. And I'm looking here at his 2018 Prizm Base PSA 10. Overall, his card's down about 5% in value. That's not a huge deal. I've discussed it on this show before. If it's less than 10%, It's not a big deal. We're not talking about much market movement. You can see the rise in prices in the run up to the season, though, and then the subsequent dip when the season began. And that's because Ayton started putting up those numbers that are not blowing us out of the water. They're relatively mediocre numbers. He's an okay player. He doesn't look like what we expected the number one overall pick to look like. So, Jeff, DeAndre Ayton's card, it's been all over the place. Would you buy, would you sell, or would you hold?
It has been a rough season for DeAndre Ayton's card prices. They're down about 30% since the season started. And to me, I link this to a lack of scoring. This guy has only scored over 20 points twice this season. And there's another huge problem. He doesn't shoot the three. He's more of a traditional big man. And in today's NBA, the centers and big men whose card prices actually seem to do something are the ones who have strong offensive games and the ones who can sometimes go out to the perimeter and shoot the three. That is not DeAndre Ayton. And for those reasons, I'm a sell right now on DeAndre Ayton cards.
So let's turn our attention back to the NFL. And I'm going to talk about a guy who's actually still playing. Well, his team is still playing in the playoffs, because I don't know, as of the time of taping, I don't know whether Patrick Mahomes is going to play this weekend in the AFC Championship. I assume that he's going to, because I can't imagine much of anything is going to keep Patrick Mahomes from being under center in that championship game. But he was placed in concussion protocol. We know he left the game over against the Browns last weekend in the divisional round, and that had a lot of people in the hobby really scared, because he leaves. It appears he has a concussion, or did he lose wind? Did he get choked a bit, which was one of the reports, is that it was like a choking thing and a nerve in his neck. And there was all these other reports. Either way, he was placed in concussion protocol. And at the time that I'm taping this, they still didn't know whether he'd be ready to go. The Chiefs get a win. They pull it off. Chad Henne. Anything's possible, apparently. So they pull off the win over the Cleveland Browns. And that was the game of the weekend, frankly. But they pulled the win off. So he gets the opportunity this weekend. And even if he can't go this weekend, we know Patrick Mahomes is an unbelievable player. I mean, most people think it's Patrick Mahomes and then everybody else. Some people would say Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, and then everybody else in a different class under those guys. The thing is, though, Patrick Mahomes' cards in the hobby are absolutely out of control. And let's just take his 2017 Prism Silver PSA 10. That card is approaching $10,000 in value. So some people wonder if he's currently being overvalued, even though he's Patrick Mahomes. So to give you a comparison, Deshaun Watson. I talked about Deshaun Watson on last week's forecast. If you missed that, of course, it's on the YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. You click the bell icon. It's super easy. It's free. It costs you nothing. It takes you 5 seconds. Do it. Actually, it takes you like 2 seconds. Do it. Click the bell icon. Subscribe to our channel. Then you won't miss any of my shows or Jeff's shows or any of the other content that we bring to you here at Sports Card Investor. So I talked about Deshaun Watson last week on the forecast. He's a player getting a lot of attention right now. Well, his 2017 Prism Silver PSA 10 is around $1,000 in value. That means, by comparison here, Patrick Mahomes' card is 10 times the cost of Deshaun Watson's. And although Patrick Mahomes, some people have him in a category by himself, and yeah, he's the number one quarterback in the NFL. Everybody agrees on that. Where's Deshaun Watson? He's a top five on most people's lists. Maybe he's the fourth quarterback in the NFL. Do you have Patrick Mahomes being 10 times better than Deshaun Watson? So that's the concern here in the hobby when it comes to Patrick Mahomes' card. So let's take a look at that 2017 Prism Silver PSA 10 card chart here. Now, over the last year, and this really amplifies how nutso Patrick Mahomes' cards have gone. Over the last 365 days, his card is up 509% in value. That's unbelievable. Now, if you bought low at the beginning of the year, it's good news for you. But what do you do now? Now that we're talking $10,000, now that we're talking 509% increase over the last year in value, how much higher can it go? Jeff, what do we do? Patrick Mahomes' card, as great as he is, buy, sell, or hold?
I love watching Patrick Mahomes play, and they got a great shot at another Super Bowl this year. But that being said, your window to buy his cards, probably not a real strong window right now. Now, I will say last season, his cards did shoot up in the time period between the championship game and the Super Bowl. However, that was because of anticipation that he was going to win potentially his first Super Bowl. He's already won one. I don't expect his cards to shoot up again this year just because he makes the Super Bowl for the second time. Last year, after he won the Super Bowl, his card prices dropped sharply, believe it or not, in the couple of weeks after the Super Bowl. That's because the hype of the season and the anticipation was over. Will we see that same thing happen this year? I don't know, but I don't think now is a buy opportunity. Unfortunately, you waited a little bit too long. And if you are interested in buying Patrick Mahomes cards, I would wait till probably a couple weeks after the season is over and start to shop around then, because you might see a little softening. So if anything, if you are interested in cashing in on Patrick Mahomes, this might be a pretty good time to sell.
All right, guys, so there you have it. You've got four cards to really look into. I hope you enjoyed the show today. All of the card charts that you saw today, all of that information comes from our Market Movers platform. So go check it out at marketmoversapp.com. Then it's all available to you. I know sometimes I get DMs from you guys, and you guys can follow me on social media at AmberW790 asking me about this specific player or that specific player. It's all there for you. We've got it all for you. So go check it out. And all of our content, the website, the app, the Instagram, the Twitter, we're everywhere for you at Sports Card Investor. And of course, again, subscribe to the YouTube channel. And we've got something really exciting, actually, on our Instagram. So I should mention that there is a big giveaway coming up, a partnership between StockX Trading and Sports Card Investor. It's super easy to enter, and you have to enter by 11:59 Eastern on the 21st. So that deadline is coming up here in a few days. But to enter, all you have to do, go to the Sports Card Investor Instagram. You like the post, you'll see it. We posted it on Tuesday, I think. So you'll see the post. You like the post. You follow Sports Card Investor and follow StockX Trading on Instagram. You tag two friends under the post, and bam, you're entered to win a Trae Young Panini Prism rookie card, 78 PSA 9. So you guys aren't going to want to miss out on that opportunity. As always, thanks for watching the forecast, and happy investing.